Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 11. I hope you are all ready to hear an amazing story today from Sarah's viewpoint. Lot gets in trouble, again, and we learn about the Son of Promise. Oh, Abram, I hate being old. Today is my 90th birthday. At least Hagar came back and is behaving herself. And her Ishmael is a nice boy. She says she saw God, and he told her to come back and submit to me. God keeps telling you about all our many descendants. I guess they'll be from Hagar's baby. No, listen, Sarah. I begged God to let Ishmael be the son of promise. I'm tired of waiting, too. I just had my 99th birthday, remember? But God said he was making a promise. Remember when Ishmael and all of the men in our household were circumcised? God said then that I was to be called Abraham, the father of nations. And I should call you Sarah, not just my princess, but queen mother. He promised you would have a baby. And I laughed. He said we should call him Isaac, meaning laughter. Well, that is something to laugh about, all right. A 90-year-old woman having a baby. Don't I wish? Sarah went back inside the tent, and Abraham looked up to see three visitors standing by the tent door. He ran out to meet them. Please, come and sit in the shade, and I'll have a servant bring water to wash your feet. My wife Sarah will bake bread, and I'll get a calf for a good veal cutlet for dinner. We prepared a fine meal for the men and waited on them. "Where's your wife, Sarah?" asked one. "She's in the tent, preparing some fruit. Do you want her?" I was listening just inside the door. "Well, I just wanted to tell her that in about 9 months we'll be back, and she's going to have a baby boy." I laughed to myself. "Sure. At my age, will I get the joy of bearing a child?" "Now, why did you laugh, Sarah?"
I didn't laugh."
How did he know?
"You did laugh. But you will laugh for joy when Isaac is born." Then we all laughed and had a marvelous time. After the men finished eating, Abraham walked with them along the road a ways, and I cleaned up. I just couldn't quit laughing. Me, almost 91, and in 9 months, I'm going to have a baby. But when Abraham came back, I could see he was troubled. "What's wrong, honey? Is there a mistake? Aren't I going to have a baby after all?" "Oh, no, no, nothing like that. And I am as thrilled as you are." Abraham gave me a big hug. "But that was God and two of his angels." "Oh my! And I fed them veal and pears and laughed at what they said?"
"That was fine, dear. What concerns me is that as they left, they told me they are going to destroy Sodom. It is so wicked."
"But what about Lot and Patience and their girls?"
"I asked God to spare the city if there were 50 people there who worship him. Then I thought there might not be that many, so I bargained for 45, 30, even 20. I know God is fair, and he wouldn't destroy the righteous people with the wicked. Look how he spared Noah way back in the big flood." "God agreed. In fact, I got very bold and bargained for 10.
And he agreed that if he found just 10 righteous people, he would not destroy the city. Surely Lot and his wife and daughters have taught at least 6 other people about God. We had done all we could, so we went to bed to see what we could do about that baby. Next morning, we looked out over the plain toward Sodom and saw fire and black smoke covering the whole area. There must not even have been 10 good people there. A couple weeks later, we heard that the angels had dragged Lot and his wife and 2 daughters out of the city to save their lives. The girls' husbands had just laughed at them, and Patience looked back and turned into a salt statue. That was sad. But I couldn't be sad for long because I found out I was pregnant, and all I could think about was having our baby. My 9 months flew by, and I didn't have a day of sickness. When Isaac was born, we had the biggest party. We invited all our friends, and the celebrations went on for days. He is such a sweet boy. Abraham and I just love telling him all the promises of God. Imagine, my miracle son Isaac is going to be the beginning of a great nation, God's nation. God is surely wonderful. Isn't that great, kids? But God is going to test Abraham's faith, and Isaac's too. Listen again to hear another great story of God's provision. This is Auntie Minnie. Bye for now.